feels perfect. Other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. So it's crazy, amazing. We can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life.
Welcome to a Saturday episode of the Butterfly Evolution Show. I want to thank you all for tuning in with us this morning. I hope that you have your coffee and your paper to take notes, pen, and all of that ready to go this morning in order to learn about this year's tax laws, ask your questions, and things like that. So we have a great show set up for you this morning. But before moving into today's show or this morning's show, I do want to just go over our housekeeping things, reminding you that the chat line is open for those of you who are listening online with us and you're out there in the chat line. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And please remember that you can submit your questions, submit your comments right there online with us. If you're listening online and you're not in the chat line, remember, you do have to be a registered follower of the show in order to interact with us by way of chat. And you can do that right now by just simply selecting the follow button and then follow the prompts from there. It will guide you through that process. Very quick and easy process if you use Facebook. If you do use Facebook, it will pull all of that over as far as your name and so forth. Some people don't like to use that. They want to log on anonymously, and that's okay, but you'll then have to create a username, password, and all of that. So that's the process for that. You can also, if you find you have a question or comment and you don't want to just go through that process this morning, you can just dial in 818-691-7406. Again, 818-691-7406. For those of you who are calling in and you have a question or comment, you do have to select the number one only if you have a question or comment. So if you have nothing, just listen there through the normal process. But select number one, and I will pull you in and identify the call by providing the area code that you're calling from and the last four digits of that number. So area code and last four digits is the way that I will pull you in and identify the call. Please be prepared to ask your questions quickly, promptly, and thoroughly so that we can get them asked and move to the next caller if we have them. So just before going on, a few more quick things I want to just remind you of. Our Butterfly Evolution Baby, in order to promote change and consistent transformation on a daily process, I have to always remind you about our trash can concept for our new listeners. What we ask our listeners to do is consistently kind of move things, and the thing that we have selected is trash can. And for a couple of reasons, but what we ask is that you move your trash can, one that you particularly use often. Move it from one location to another, and for me, the kitchen trash can seems to have worked better for me, but move it from one location to another, and then monitor how often you return back to its old location, the location that you moved it from. Monitor how often you return back to its old location. And the reason we ask you to do that again is just to help remind you or help you see how we often, our mind often keeps up with even the most smallest insignificant things. So things just, we become accustomed to things, and we don't, as a people, we don't particularly like change for the most of us. We don't like change. We don't like the work that comes with change. Even in the topic that we're discussing today, it takes a different mindset to even prepare. You know, one of my questions for today is, how do we prepare during the year? How do we monthly keep up with our expenses, quarterly keep up with our expenses, so that when we pass it on to our tax accountant or company, it's an easier process for them. We understand, they understand, it's all there. So how do we keep up? And we should be doing that anyway. How do we keep up with our bank account? How do we keep up with our finances? You know, so All of that is about this today, and it does take a different mindset, particularly if you didn't grow up in a home with a family who showed you how to keep your bank book up to date, who showed you how to check your finances, who talked to you about interest and savings and so forth. It is a change. It's a different process. So in moving your trash can, as you go back to its old location and you start to monitor how many times you go back, you start to think about what else are you just kind of used to doing. So often, till you don't have to think about doing it, it's just an instant thing. You automatically do and you automatically go, regardless if it works for you or if it doesn't, if it's good or bad for you. We just get so caught up in this is what I know, and this is how it is, and this is how it has to be. Wrong answer. So move those trash cans. Make it fun. If you have kids, play a game. Keep score. So that's what that's about. And as you do that, remember, if we sow a thought, we reap an action. We sow action, we reap habit. Our habit becomes our character, and our character will lead us somewhere. Character turns into our destiny. So think about, where are your thoughts taking you? More importantly, where are you allowing your thoughts to take you? So take control over your thoughts. When you find yourself thinking about things that are not leading you to where you want to be or where you want to go, and you have to know what that is and where that is and what it takes to get there. If you find that your thoughts are not in alignment with that, then you need to say, okay, I need to throw this thought out. Let me take control of my mind, my thoughts, my life. So that's kind of our thing there to get us going this morning. I'm going to pull our special guest in today. We have Brenda Malone and Monica Walker, and I'm pulling you guys back into queue. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you all this morning?
Just fine.
Good, good. Well, that's our intro, and what I want to do is just kind of turn it over to you guys. Introduce yourself. Tell as much as you want about yourself, both of you, and then we'll get into having you kind of tell us about the company, maybe how you got started, and as much as you'd like to share for us this morning before we get going into the tax laws, and then we'll get our listeners to ask, you know, present their questions and comments as well. So I'll turn it over to you to just kind of tell us about you.
Good morning, listeners. My name is Brenda Malone, and I am one of the owners in WMB Tax Firm here in Olive Branch, Mississippi. I am a graduate of the University of Mississippi. I have a business accounting degree from the University of Mississippi, and I've been doing taxes for over 15 years.
Good morning. My name is Monica Walker, and I attended the University of Memphis with a bachelor's degree in accounting, and I've also been in the business about 20 years.
Okay, okay. Now, are you all native Memphians? Are you from Tennessee or Mississippi?
I'm Brenda, and I'm originally from Mississippi.
Okay, and I'm
originally from Virginia.
Oh, wow, we got a Virginia on the phone. Okay, we have lots of people from Virginia that listen in from time to time. Well, tell us about the company. How long have you been in existence? And I know you've been doing it outside of, before you became owners, you've been kind of doing it with some major companies. But just kind of tell us how the business came about, where you decided to come in and do this together, because this is a difficult, I tell anybody, I don't know how you guys do it. So this is a difficult business in my eyesight to do. So tell us how the business came about.
Actually, we are WMB, and this is our third year in business. We worked for a major tax firm before, and what we decided is that we could do the business. We could educate people when it comes to taxes, and plus we could do the business with a lot more integrity, and also we could do the business cheaper than most tax firms, because I felt as though the taxpayers were being overcharged. So one of the things that we looked at was cost, and we said we can do this and educate people and also keep our costs at a reasonable amount. where people can afford to get their taxes done and get good advice.
I think that's so important because so often I think people just kind of jump from place to place, and I would suggest to any listener, get somewhere and with someone that you can build a relationship with, who will get to know your family and who, you know, will understand the changes, know the changes that are happening, because when we flip-flop from tax person to tax person, there's kind of some, you know, fly-by-night tax companies, and we go in because, and like Brenda said, you're typically overcharged, and the integrity is totally out the door. For good, I mean, that's kind of why I started doing mine years and years ago myself, because, you know, the integrity is gone in most businesses, not just this type of business, and I think that is a very important business perspective to look at when you are selecting anyone to do your taxes, because this is something that can be real, is serious. So tell us, I guess, if you want to start. And for our people who are listening, you can select the number one anytime during the show, and we'll pull you in. The same for the chat line listeners. But I guess if we want to start with the tax laws, if you kind of want to just start there and talk about the changes that we may not be familiar with for this tax filing season.
The other thing I wanted to add with your first question, how did we decide? Also, we are a year-round tax office. If any of our clients get a letter from IRS, we're here to assist them with those letters, with their audits, and make sure everything is taken care of. We always sit down with the clients and call IRS and make sure we get all the paperwork necessary to fax in to IRS to make sure that the audit goes very, very smooth for them. Actually, we take control of that audit for them. And we represent
now, Brenda,
them
that's important too, because right, sometimes you'll go and have your taxes. I've known people that go and get their taxes completed, and then there's an issue later in the year, and they're closed until the next filing season. So that's a really important thing to bring up. And I guess that's another good question when people are deciding on what to do and who to use. That's a good question because, again, if you have an issue, it may not be able to wait, or you may not want to wait until next filing season or, you know, whenever that company decides to come back in several months later to open up.
Good exactly, because you only really have 30 days to respond to the letter. So it's a good, you know, and it's good that we are open all year. So when once they receive their letters, they can come on in immediately, and we can get right on top of it. And we also make sure that we do keep up with all the changes of the laws. And, you know, we can take the continuing education classes yearly and make sure that we're certified in all those areas.
Okay. And what about the tax laws, the changes, any major changes or updates that you find that will kind of affect the whole?
Okay. Well, some of the changes, we're going to outline just some of the changes and some of the updates that will affect most taxpayers. There are some, depending on your individual circumstance, it may affect you and not affect others, but these are some that will affect most. One of the things that change every year, usually your standard deduction goes up. And this year, if you're filing single, you'll be able to deduct $6,100. If you're married filing joint, your standard deduction will be $12,200. If you're married filing single, it'll be $6,100. If you're head of household, it's $8,950. And if you're a qualified widow, it's $12,200. Also, the personal exemption also changed, and you'll be able, for a personal exemption, if you're filing one, it's $3,900. There's one other thing. If you're able to itemize and not take the standard deduction, and we'll get into that a little bit later, the medical, if you're filing your medical, dental, prescription, eyeglasses, expenses, that change from 7.5 of your adjusted gross income to 10%. You have to have 10% of your adjusted gross income in order to file your medical dental expenses. Also, your standard mileage, if you're a traveler or a traveling salesman or own your own business, that mileage rate changed to 56.5 cents a mile that the government will allow you to take for mileage. Also, if your medical care for going back and forth to the doctor, it changed to 24%. Charitable contributions. If you do a lot of volunteer work for charitable contribution to church, it's 14 cents a mile this year. So those are some of the major changes. And if there's some questions on some other, the other thing is the Obamacare was one of the things that changed this year, that if you didn't have medical insurance, that you will be charged the fee, and that fee will be assessed in 2014. So those are some of the major changes that will affect most taxpayers this year.
Hey, Brenda, I have a question. You said you mentioned the 14 cents per mile for those who are, say, for instance, I think you said charitable contribution. If someone is, I guess, doing things for the church and they're having to drive back and forth, is that basically, say, for instance, if it's a choir director who drives, of course, to choir practice and other things that they do, is that something that the choir, a person like that could take, could itemize?
Well, it's basically if you do a lot of volunteering for charitable events, say, for instance, you're a butterfly evolution, and you give donations to that nonprofit, but you do a lot of volunteer. Those are some of the mileage things that you can take for charitable contribution.
Wow.
Or like the Women's Foundation. And that, these are some of the things that a lot of tax professionals do not tell you, but it is legal from the standpoint of the government for any charitable miles for volunteering. It has gone up to 14 cents a mile. And you do need to keep a log of your travel, because if you get an audit, you need to have a log, and that means date, I traveled from this to volunteer for the Women's Foundation downtown, it was 50 miles. So you do need to keep a log of your travel and your volunteer work that you do for the community.
That's a really good thing, because I know, well, even with myself, I do a lot of driving back and forth, but that's you know, a lot of people who do way more than I do, and I don't think that a lot of people realize that. I think they think of it more on a business level than charitable. So that's interesting. Good stuff. Okay, anything else regarding the tax laws and changes? I would like to know more. You said we kind of get more into the itemization. I think that scares a lot of people. And I noticed you said that it had gone up from 7%, I believe, to 10% this year. So it has to be 10% of your income. You have to have used 10% or paid out 10%, at least 10% of your income. Is that correct?
Right, and that's for medical expenses. If you have a lot of medical expenses, and there are some people that don't have insurance and they are paying out medical expenses, if you have more than 10% of your income, you can deduct those expenses. And
okay,
that's
for medical.
Medical,
okay.
And
dental.
Doctor, any lab or anything that's concerning medical.
Okay, okay. Do you all have like a process for, it's been so long since, forgive me if I'm asking this question, it's kind of crazy, but do you all have an intake process, so to speak, say like like a questionnaire that you provide, or how does it work so that people they don't leave out something that they may not even know about, which will help in the process, say, the year before? Like, I think now that we're doing this show, it's a good time for people, like you said, keep a log of your mileage. And that's kind of what I want to get out of this. How can I better prepare so that 2015, it's not so overwhelming? So do you have like a some formula that people can kind of just answer questions to kind of figure out where they fit into maybe being able to, like you said, the volunteer, being able to do those 14 cents per mile to get that? It's so much that we don't know. How can we find out if we're missing something?
Okay, well, normally when they come into our office, I go down every form. If they are a new client, I say, what changed during the year? Did you have a baby? Did you buy a house? But what I say, if you get any letter correspondence from any bank or any business that say keep for your tax record, you need to keep those correspondence and bring them in to your tax professional. We need to look at them. Even if you think they're not important, we need to see if it needs to be filed on your tax return. So that's one of the ways. If a bank sends you, say, and it says keep for your tax record, keep a folder with all of your tax information in it so you can bring it in to your tax professional at the beginning of the year, and we can look at it to see if you need to file it on your taxes. That's
okay.
One of the things I recommend.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
And then
well,
we go down a whole list of questions that I ask each tax professional.
Okay.
When they come in, to see what they qualify for.
Okay. Okay. Well, we have a caller. Are you guys okay if we're taking a call right now? We can just kind of stop there for a second and take the caller?
Sure.
Okay. We have, I'm going to pull in a caller, 952 area code with the last four digits of 6979. Caller, welcome to the show. You're on the air with us.
Thank you. Hi, this is Monique from Atlanta, Georgia. How are you?
Hi, we're fine. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good.
I just wanted to comment that I have been dealing with a tax professional for probably 7 years or so. Every year he files my taxes, and I received a letter from the IRS that indicated that I had failed to provide some additional documentation from when I was on disability. So I contacted him to let him know that I needed to do an amended return, and I never heard back from him. I kept calling and calling, and I wouldn't hear anything back. So I just wanted to give a shout-out to WMB because they took my taxes from 2010, looked everything over, helped me file the amendment, and I'm just sold on them, so I'm going to go with them now and just switch over. So it's really important to me. It's like almost when you buy a used car, they're all great at the beginning of the sale, and then when you have a problem, they don't want to deal with it, and that's what I encountered. So very happy to deal with WMB.
Well, thank you. That's a great analogy. They get you in the car, but after that, it's over.
Right.
Brenda or Monica, anything for our caller?
Well, I would just like to thank Monique for calling in, and that's what we do, and we're just so glad that we could help her and that she's pleased with our service. Thank you so much, Monique.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, I have a question, and because Monique did say she was out of Atlanta. So for our listeners, because we have some people on that are not, I see area codes that are not just based in Mississippi or Tennessee. So how would you handle the process for those who are not, you know, in close proximity of where you are located?
Well, you know what? We have online W-2. That we can look up there. If they sign into the W-2, that they can scan us and email us their W-2s. And the other thing is we have where they can drop it off to us. We have a form that they fill out when they come into our office. They'll drop off their information. We'll go over all the information and write down any questions that we have. So when they come in for the interview, in Monique's case, she actually mailed us all of her correspondence, and she also scanned us in her W-2. So there are ways that we can do it, and we're going actually on a site in Memphis, Tennessee, and actually do taxes from the Memphis site if they choose not to come to Mississippi. So there are a number of ways. I also do some clients in Chicago, and they actually mail me their correspondence to me, and if I have any questions, we correspond over the phone. And then when they sign, we can go into the system and they can actually view their tax return and sign it online.
Oh,
we have a secure website that we use, and also in the PDF format that will secure all that information so they can scan that information and submit that to us. And then we also, they can sign it electronically over the website. So we do have a secure site for that, so that way they know that their information is not being tampered or hacked. And also,
okay,
it also has your password that they make up to sign into the PDF, and no one else knows that password. When they give it to us, we don't even keep a record of the password. They have to keep a record of the password in order to access that PDF. They must have the password, and if they try more than three times, it locks them out.
Okay. 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 Well, we have another caller. We'll pull in. I'm going to pull in a caller 901 area code with the last four digits of 0448. Caller, you are on the air with us. Thank you for calling.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Brenda. Hey, Monica.
Hi. Good morning.
Hey, this is Mr. Johnson from Boys Incorporated.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing good. Happy New Year to you all. Glad you all on the show, doing this show this morning.
Thank you.
A couple of things. First of all, let me say thank you for, and I am like the radio host for years. I've done my taxes, but in 2009 I started Boys Incorporated. And I have been doing my taxes ever since until last year when I went to WMB. And you all did a superb job. And I also like the fact that you all put my tax return on PDF, and I had a password to be able to view it online. So I think that's an important piece in this day and age when computers are being hacked and our information is just out here. And we're kind of leery about the Internet in terms of our information. So I want to give you all a shout-out for that. And also, being a nonprofit, can you all kind of talk about that to let people know that you all do nonprofits? And thank you for the shout-out on the mileage, because I do a lot of traveling. So an increase in my mileage is going to be really, really good for me. One more question. I went to Africa last year. So do I get to claim those miles, or how does that work?
You'll get to claim your expenses. You travel to Africa, so you'll get to claim the airline ticket because it was volunteer work, yes.
Okay.
And you'll get to claim your
expenses. Okay.
What about
food
and things like that? Would he also be able to do, like, his expenses as it related to food? Or do they think that you have to eat anyway? So how does that work for food?
Well, you know what? Actually, if he traveled for business, then if it's business-related, he will get to travel. He will get to take any expenses. But I do want to tell you, make sure you keep all of your receipts. And one of the things with receipts, they save. So you might, if you have a business, get a scanner where you can scan those in, because if IRS cannot read them, it's not going to be a valid receipt.
Okay, that's a great point, because they do, over the last couple of years, they do fade, and I'm definitely aware of that. So are there any reasonable scanners out here? Because I know they're kind of expensive depending on what you're looking for in the type. Do y'all have any recommendations on that?
Well, you know what, I just recommend the little small scanner that you can scan, like, just your receipt scanner. And also, Monica does, we have one on our phone. We have a scan that you can get an app on your phone and you can actually scan your receipts from that.
Well, they have
several
apps out there that you can use, like if you have an iPhone or any type of smartphone, you can use those devices if you don't want to spend a lot of money, if you're just getting started or you just want volunteer work. So to keep your costs down, you might just want to look into getting one of those apps and scan your documents. And then that way you don't have to worry about the actual receipt fading where you can't see it after you keep it up here at a time, or if you have it near some fragrance or food or something like that, it normally distorts the receipt. So the reason why we suggest scanning your documents is that way it'll keep that receipt intact.
Okay.
And then, of course, when you purchase a scanner or any supplies or equipment like that, that also, if you're buying it for the business, it's also, you can count that in some form or fashion, correct?
Exactly.
Correct.
Yes. But if you're just going to work or something like that, you might not want to invest that type of money. So, like I said, those apps are just as good. But definitely, if you're in a business or something and would like to purchase it, that is a deductible item.
It sounds like we need to check for an app because it sounds like they have an app for everything now. And usually those apps are free. Maybe we should check.
Sounds good to me.
Me too.
Last thing, Ben and Monica, you all also do taxes for business bookkeeping. So can you all let the audience know about that, those of us who have small business, that you all – also can do our bookkeeping and things of that nature throughout the year. Can you all talk a little bit about that as well and what that would look like?
Okay, we also do it's easier to do when we do your bookkeeping because most of your information will transfer into your tax return. Because then we'll know what your expenses are, we'll know what your income is. And so it's easier for us to have a calculation in our system that gives us a total of your expenses and a total of your income. It's much easier to transfer the bookkeeping into a tax return, and we have all the information and also all the records to justify why we're taking these expenses. So we also do taxes for small business and individuals, and we also will do bookkeeping for small businesses.
Okay.
At a very affordable rate.
Okay. Now, at what point, and I'm sorry, I think you said Mr. Johnson, right? Is that your name?
Yes.
He's
making
me think of a lot of questions. So at what point, say if someone wanted to come in now, I know we're 25 days into the year, but if someone who, because I too have the nonprofit, of course, and then my regular personal life work and all that, but at what point would you say, for instance, if someone wanted to walk in now and get this process started to where they wanted to have you all take care of their all of their business stuff, would you also suggest that they let you handle the personal? Does that make it easier for you to handle the personal taxes as well? Or do you have clients that you just do their business taxes?
I have clients that I just do their business taxes, but I also have clients that I do the personal business, and the personal business, which is their individual return and also their business return. Want us to do the business, and it just depends on what their needs are. But most of the time, if we do their business taxes, we usually always do their personal taxes also.
Okay. Okay. And is it ever too late to come in and get started with that? For instance, say if someone came mid-year and said, hey, look, I want you guys to start doing my business, keeping my books, of course, that probably be an easier process. But say if you started in the middle of the year doing that, would you – how difficult would it make it easier still at the end of the year for that filing season? Say if they didn't come, if you didn't start working on their business information bookkeeping at the beginning of the year.
Okay, what we'll do is go back and because it has to be done for the entire year. So what do is go back to January, and even if they had someone else doing it, we need to look at what they've done to make sure all of their deductions and all of their expenses have been taken. So we can start in mid-year anytime, but we always want to do it for the entire year. So we'll just overlook the bookkeeping, just kind of view the bookkeeping that has been done before to make sure everything is correct.
Okay. Okay. All right. Mr. Johnson, any more questions or comments from you?
Just one last comment. Brenda and Monica, thank you all so much for bringing a honest and trustworthy tax service in this day and age. And we truly appreciate you all. I will continue to recommend you all. And if you hadn't been down there, there are some wonderful Christian down-home ladies. And you will not meet a stranger when you go into WMB. So great job, ladies. Just continue to do the great work, and may God continue to give you the insight to help his people. Thank you.
Thank you for
calling.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to – okay. And I just want to say a little bit on what Mr. Johnson just said. I know early on, I think, Brenda, when you were talking, one of you, I'm not sure, but one of you mentioned integrity. And it's interesting, as I got up this morning and was preparing myself mentally to get up and deal with this day, I kind of get up and start slowly with just kind of getting my mind set for the things that I want to come, and the people that I want to come in my circle. So I just get up and kind of meditate and pray. And integrity was on my mind this morning in the sense of it's a word that we don't quite hear anymore. It was integrity, morals, values, and ethics. And we rarely hear people speak about integrity. This is so important because it was a time where you really didn't have to speak about it because it was people. It was who they were. I think about my grandfather who, as far as I know, I always saw him shake someone's hand. That was the era that I was raised in. I saw my grandfather. They stood by their word with a simple handshake. And my granddad owned his own businesses back in that time. He didn't work for people. He had several businesses. And I was, you know, little, small girl, just having a chance to see that. And so when I heard you guys say integrity, of course, my spirit alarm went up because that's what my morning was about. But that is something that we just don't have enough of. And that's one reason, I know this is getting into another whole topic, but that's one reason we have to transform our mind. We have to get back to the basics so that we do better, be better examples for our children. Because we'll say one thing even to them and do another. We will want them to have their life in order and spend their money and save, but they don't see us doing that. They don't see us being responsible adults, even in the sense of financially, of handling our expenses, of handling what we're talking about today, being better prepared, starting December 31st or whatever, preparing for January 1st so that you're on top of stuff. Because although they made changes, you know, 7% is now 10%, still, there is a way, if we do what we're supposed to do, there are ways to we can benefit ourselves. So just wherever you are in your situation financially, tax-wise, I would say get with someone, like Mr. Johnson said, that has that integrity, that is not doing this for your glory, for their glory, but seeing life as doing everything for the glory of God. And people don't do that. That is rare. I don't care if church every Sunday, whatever. You have to look for those fruit. That is rare. So when you go right now, I'll call a business, and if my spirit doesn't connect, I'll call back. It doesn't bother me to do that. Whatever, it could be something simple. If we're spirit to spirit not connecting, I'm thinking, okay, no, I need to talk to somebody else today. Even with a business like this, if you go in, don't just go to these fly-by-night companies and then expect someone to be there when you get that letter 6 months down the road, like our caller from Atlanta said. You know, go in with a discerning spirit, but you got to have yourself together, too. Those fruits have to be operating in you to receive those. So
that's right.
Anything Brenda or Monica, and I'm going to check the chat line, but if you guys have anything for those who are out there in the chat, remember you can submit your questions, comments there, and then I'll get them asked for you. And I'm going to check Facebook, too, because I told people that they could send me questions there. But we have some questions that I've already received, but anything else on the tax laws and things like that? And I think we have another caller before. Let's take the caller before, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, I'm going to I pulled in caller 662 area code with the last four digits of 2274. Caller, thank you, and you're on the air with us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
How you doing this morning? I just wanted to make a general comment. I'm doing pretty good. I just wanted to make a general comment on how well WMB has done for me regarding preparing my taxes. A few years ago, IRS audited my return, and I had gone in and I spoke with Brenda, and she assigned immediate attention and explore all solutions within legal limits to resolve my taxes. And one thing that I would also like to add in addition to that is she also provides professional and financial advice that helps me annually when it comes tax time. One thing that I really like is she advised me about other things I can do in order to get a better tax return. One thing that she recommended for me to do is I can increase my 401k contributions in order to put me in a lower tax bracket come tax return. She advised me I probably could invest in additional property in order to maximize my tax return. And I have sought other tax professionals previously prior to that, and I have also utilized H&R Block in the past, and I wasn't really getting that extra professional advice. And one thing that I have come to realize by me increasing my 401k contribution is that do put me in a lower tax bracket come tax time, and that money is pre-tax, so I'm paying myself first. And as I was getting a raise each year, I can't miss anything I've never had. So what I would do is the percentage raise that I was getting, I would use that money, and I would just utilize that money over to my 401k. And at the end of the year, I found out how beneficial that was to me. So I really wasn't getting that extra advice from H&R Block. And I had also utilized, I think, a tax preparer one time my dad had gone to in Coldwater. So that information was very beneficial to me. And also, before my dad passed, he had utilized another tax professional down there in Coldwater, and it had come back to bite him because it was a big discrepancy. It had something to do with his retirement, and something wasn't filed, and we were able to contact her on the spot. And she was able to go over and review everything, and she was able to catch the discrepancy and to just provide the solution, what he needed to do to correct that. So really their presence in the community is very beneficial to all those they serve and come into contact with. And they're professional, honest, Christian women, and they enjoy what they do. So their primary purpose is really to help people. They're not solely in it to make a profit, but they're in it to help people and to be a benefit to the community and whoever they come into contact with. So I really highly recommend all who are listening just to give them a call and to see what they can do to help, because they would be very pleased and very impressed, because I wouldn't be dealing with them if I didn't put my, 100% trust in them. So I just want to make that comment, and I wish you all well.
Thank you so much.
And your name?
My name is Dr. Hayes, Dr. Draco Hayes.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Hayes. I appreciate your comment.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for calling
in. All right.
Some great, great, great points. And you guys, before you go, Brenda and Monica, I want to just kind of go back to what he said. I, too, used to deal with H&R Block, took the class and all of that to prepare taxes. And I remember when I started doing my own, I thought, wow, it was a lot of questions that I wasn't asked. And here's my point here. If from my understanding, it could have changed by now. From my understanding, you are charged per status, basically. I may be saying that wrong. Per form that they do for you. Now, here are some people who, and this is a good thing for business owners as well, as you hire people that you think are doing to have your best interest. And at the end of the day, all they want is that check. That per hour pay in the check at the end of the week or at the end of the 2 weeks. Because if they take the time to ask you questions that may generate additional forms that they have to complete for you, then that increases the amount that you pay into this company. Well, they know this, but it does not increase their pay in some cases. It just increases the amount that you pay in. And here's where that integrity comes in and loving what you do and doing it for, not for the money, not for your fame, but where you're, who you are and what do you stand for. And at the end of the day, that you can close your eyes and be okay with who you are and what you did today. And that's what, again, I take it right back, because Butterfly Evolution is about transformation, about changing your mind, changing your life, which means you got to change your thinking, what you do, how you do it, when you do it. We can't just be reactive people. We gotta start being proactive, which is what we're saying. Prepare. It is January 25th. You can go in and talk with Brenda and Monica. Sit down. Start doing your business with someone that you can build a relationship with, a financial relationship, because the message that the doctor just gave about, I think it was Brenda, said you can increase your 401k so that you benefit. That's what I meant. The system creates things. It's up to us to learn about how do these things affect us. How can we make them work for us? Because when they create it, it's working for them. But now there's always a way for it to work for you. It just takes work from you that you, in most cases, we don't want to do. We don't want to sit down and read it. We don't want to take it in to Brenda and Monica and say, here, I've looked over this. What are your thoughts? What should I do financially like the doctor did? Okay, and now he's saying, I don't miss what I didn't have, so when I get a raise, I'm going to put that right back. So I'm going to do now what I don't want to do. I'm going to try to work some things out so when I get to be 55, 60, I can retire and do what I want to do, how I want to do it.
That's
so
right.
Great points.
Yeah, and that's our main focus, is building a relationship with our clients, making sure they're educated to inform them of all the things that will benefit them. You know, and each person is different. Each individual situation is different. So we definitely like to sit down and take the time and listen to what they have to say and telling us, so we'll be able to give them the best advice. And doing all that, it might take a little more time and everything, but at the end, we will be blessed. So.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the direct. I know that you do have, for our listeners out there, I think a lot of people are more interested in direct deposit or how quickly they can get the return. Could you tell us about your turnaround process, just kind of a general rule for that?
Okay. Direct deposit is always the fastest way to go. Direct deposit is when they direct deposit it into your bank account. That's the fastest way to go. But the IRS recommend, and it's no special treatment for any tax professional. The turnaround time, IRS says, is anywhere between 2 weeks. They usually process all of their returns by one Friday, and they'll direct deposit it by the next Friday. That's 2 weeks process. Now, it could happen faster, but they recommend that most of the time it would take at least 2 weeks.
Okay.
So
okay.
The other thing is that a lot of people are misinformed. They cannot do it for any tax professional. What they did was they used to collect, get, or allow tax professionals to give them money up front.
Mm-hmm.
the loans up front, but IRS didn't want to get into collecting that. It still happened, but through tax professionals, personal bank account, personal bank relationship with a bank. But it takes 2 weeks. There's no fast turnaround time, not when it comes to processing through IRS. But direct deposit is the fastest way.
Do you still? I forgot all about that. Do people still do the loan part, like where they get the money? They're able to get like a loan, and then when it comes back 2 weeks later, I guess that takes care of the loan. Is that still a kind of normal process?
No, they don't do the loan. It's not the loan anymore.
Okay.
What it is, we call a refund anticipation check, Those are some of the things that we offer. But the main thing is, first, we give them the advice of going through Internal Revenue Service, and they can have Internal Revenue Service to send them a check, or they can do a direct deposit.
Mm-hmm.
And with us, if they choose one of those methods, they just have to pay their fees up front. Then we do offer, we have bank products as well, but we don't have a refund anticipation loan, but we do have a refund anticipation check. And which this allows is them to have their fees taken out of their refund in case they don't have the money to pay for their tax return up front. And we also offer that direct deposit. They can get it in a Visa card, or they can get it, pick it up in a check. So those are their options that WMB offers.
Okay. I know that the laws recently were changed as far as children with insurance and things like that. How can one determine if they, say, for instance, if they have a 24, 25-year-old in college back and forth, or even maybe at home? Can you talk to us about filing your child, any changes to that or anything we should know about? I had that question come in about, you know, what can I do if my child is at school or even living home?
Okay, one of the things that the government, if you're claiming a child that's in college, there's an age limit. They have to be over 18, under the age of 24 by the end of 2013, and they must be a full-time student or just in a full-time training course, but they must be a student in order for you to claim them and get child tax credit. But the government says if you are providing more than 50% of their support, you can also claim them as a dependent. There are some people that fell on hard time, older children that had to move back home with their parents and they don't have a job. You can claim them as a dependent, but that's the only deduction you can get. You can't get child tax credit because they must be over the age of 18 or under the age of 24 in college as a full-time student in order to qualify for any other credit.
Okay. I didn't know that either. Okay. I'm going to check the chat line.
Another thing I want to add to that, Tammy, since we're right there, if they are in college and over the age of 18 and under the age of 24, there are also education credits. And I've seen a lot of clients come in that have gone to other tax professionals and not been able to get those education credits. There is American Opportunity Credit, which is you can have a refundable credit up to 40% at a maximum of $2,500. Also, there's a lifetime learning credit that you can get up to $2,000, and it's for a lifetime. If you go to school and there are some lifetime students, you can get that, you can claim that credit a lifetime as long as you're in school. Because there are people that work on their master's and doctoral degrees that take longer. So you can also claim that based upon your income.
Okay. What if that child is, say, if that child, one situation I think I can remember, is away from home, you know, living on their own, and the parents, they're basically kind of living off loans. Say they're 24, 25. which I think 25 would be over the age you said, but say if that person, that student is living off campus, have their own place, and they are basically kind of living off of student loans to get their doctorate degree or something like that. And the parent is contributing but not 50%. So would that student file his or her own taxes?
Well, if they have earned income, he'll have to have earned income in order to file a tax return.
Okay.
So in that case, he would file his own income and then be able to qualify for the lifetime learning credit. Yes,
okay.
He would.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. I'm going to check here. And what we'll do is take just a 1 second break, 1 or 2 seconds, and I'm going to just and we'll be right back. So you guys who are still listening with us, get your questions, comments together, and we'll be right back.
901 Butterflies provides a safe and nurturing environment where young ladies, aged 13 through 18, will be empowered by learning to develop values, self-respect, sound decision-making skills, and much, much more. Open enrollment starts in January. To involve your little girl in 901 Butterflies, please contact Tammy Gator at 901butterflies@gmail.com.
All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're back on air. As we try to come to a close, I think we've just a little bit before an hour, but we want to get all of your questions and comments in. So we still have you guys out there listening. If you still have a question or comment, and just remember, there is nothing that you cannot ask. Sometimes I think we get kind of caught up in, well, does this sound crazy? I say ask. If you think it, ask it, because that's the only way you will know, and that question won't come back. So if you're thinking it, someone else is more than likely is thinking it as well somewhere. So anything, Brenda and Monica, that you all want to share, maybe give out how you can, how the audience can contact you, your hours, websites, anything that you want to give about the business, your services, maybe go over those again before we bring the show to a close.
Yes. I would just like to share with you that we're WMB Tax and Financial Solutions. And the WMB stands for Women Ministering Business. We want to educate you. We want to do business with integrity. But we also want, we always go over our tax return so that you will know the deductions that we're taking. Also, we have more than 20 years experience. We are located at the corner of 78, the Expressway 78 Highway, in Hacks Crossroad in Olive Branch, Mississippi. Our address is 5220 Hacks Crossroad, Suite A. Our phone number is 662-892-8224. The number again is 662-892-8224. And I just wanted to say to the callers, if there are some questions that you'd like to ask, you feel free to call us. Maybe there's something personal that maybe you don't want to ask over the air, but you want to ask just over the phone. So please feel free to call us. The other thing is we offer all the services that any other major tax firm. We electronically file. And you can also, we have a company website, which you can also go online at wmbtax@1040.com. So you can go on there, and you also, if you choose to start your tax return on there, there's a place where you can start your tax return, and if you're having problems, we can finish it up for you. Or have any questions, we can also assist you. So we offer direct deposit. We have a Visa check, debit card. We have checks, and we can take it out of your refund. So you don't need any money up front. You can just come see us. I have people call me all the time, and I give them free advice over the phone because, you know, I think not only are we in business, but we're in business to educate others, you know. So there's no question that that we won't answer for you. So you can feel free to call us at our number at 662-892-8224. And also I wanted to tell you, we believe in Tammy and her nonprofit and what she does for the girls. So we're very proud to be connecting with her. And every listener that's listening to this broadcast that comes in to WMB and say to us that you heard it on Butterfly Evolution on this radio station, we're going to send Tammy back $25 to her nonprofit.
Wonderful. Wow.
We're going to donate money to Tammy because we believe in what she does and we believe in Tammy. We just like to thank Tammy for this opportunity.
Well, thank you all, and certainly thank you for that. So greatly, greatly appreciate it. And I want, before we get off, you will work. Are there any city or any states that you will not do or cannot do taxes for? Just for, because we have listeners from, you know, like I said, all over. So, and a lot of people will go back and listen to the archived show. So is there any states that you cannot prepare or will not prepare the taxes for?
We do all of the states. I even have a client from Hawaii. We do all state tax returns, so there's no one we will not be able to do. So if they want to just call us on the number, we'll show them how to get the information to us, a secure way that they can get it to us. So there's not any states that we will not do. Our system is capable of doing all state tax returns.
Okay, great. All right. Well, this has been a great show, very informative. I've learned quite a bit myself, and want to thank you all for just bringing it to the forefront and getting the information out. More importantly, I want to thank you just for operating from a place of integrity. And I think it's going to take a number of people to start doing that, operating out of their passion and their purpose. And when you do that, I feel that's when God makes room for your gift. So learn what your gift is. It sounds like this is just something you all really love to do. It's your thing, and I commend you for that, because, again, it could not be my thing. But we all have a thing, but so many people are operating and doing the thing that, in most cases, it's not even in there. It just does not benefit them, you know. So we all have to understand that I may be the head, you may be the arm, and so forth, but we all have our purpose, our passion, and gifts. So it sounds like you all have found yours and come from a place of integrity where you want your work to speak for you as well, how you do your work and from what standpoint, and that matters, and we need more of that. So thank you for just operating from a place of integrity and ministry. Because when we realize that everything we do is ministry, we're on a different level. And this world will change if more people started to look at that. Doesn't mean that we don't hold people accountable, because we should in everything, even with finances. Wholeness is what I'm after in every aspect. And in order to do that, you're going to have to be a little uncomfortable, because you got to change some things that you are accustomed to. And that takes work. So as we come to a close, Brenda and Monica, any last words you want to get out there? We're okay as far as questions and comments for there. So any last words before I bring the show to an end?
Well, you know what I'd just like to say, you said earlier, is building relationships with your clients. And that's what we do here at WMB. There are some clients that I've been doing for over 10 years, and I've seen their kids grow up. You know, we take a lot of our appointments, take a lot of our clients by appointment. And so that gives us time to talk to them and get to know them and get to know their children and get to know their situation. So I just wanted to comment on that. That it is about bringing, this is very, very confidential information. You want to bring it to someone with integrity, someone that's not going to sell your information to outside sources so that they could collect data from you. You want, this is confidential, and it must be kept between you and your tax professional. And we want to build relationship, and we want to educate you on all the legal things that you can do to get the most back, to get all of the money that you can get back on your return. So
right.
That's our goal.
Right. And again, we commend you and thank you for that. You made me think about something that I totally forgot about a couple of years ago, and I won't say the name, but you guys will probably know what company this is anyway. But I was approached about buying into a branch, getting a branch, a tax office. And this was someone that I respected, business person, known for years, and when they approached me, I thought, you bought into this mess, you know, because, we have to understand, we have to start living from a spiritual aspect and allow our lives to be spirit-led. And so I thought, wow, you bought into this. How? What did you miss that? I haven't even searched it, but you could just see that this is not a reputable company. And they were kind of taken by my comments, and sure enough, the company failed. He lost a lot of money, but you could tell that this company was not operating from a sense of integrity. It was about how much money I can get, how many people I can process in and out, get your $300-$400 in and out, and there you go. That's what's going on today, and we're missing it. So select a company, go in and at least sit down and, you know, talk with Brenda and Monica, you know, establish a relationship or a feeling with them yourselves, and then go from there. But we have to start dealing with people that we can, like Brenda said, this is confidential information that you're having to give out to people. So if you just go and select someone that may not be there next year, they still have your information. Matter of fact, I think there was some information found in the garbage, the company I was talking about. You know, that they had people's information just thrown in the garbage, not even shredded.
Exactly.
So we have to start using wisdom.
Right.
So, well, it has been just a delight. Brenda and Monica, open invite for the Butterfly Evolution Show. If you ever feel like, you know, when we get midways in, people are kind of panicking about what to do. They don't have all the information or something. So if you guys want to come back on maybe towards the end of the season, maybe we can get something scheduled to where we can, those people who have to wait to the end, to who are panicking, kind of do something again. But I have enjoyed the show, learned a lot, and want to say thank you both. And I think you've talked me into at least giving it another shot because, again, I've been doing my own for a good number of years. So you'll be hearing from me soon as well.
Okay. And thank you for allowing us
time. You are very, very welcome. All right?
And I just want to give them our phone number at end with. You know, you can feel free to contact us at 662-892-8224. We are next door to Memphis. We're right here in Olive Branch, right off 78 Highway. So please come in to see us.
All right, and thank you all again, and everybody, happy Saturday to you. And remember to move those trash cans and think about your thoughts. Where are they leading you? We will be on air next Monday and Tuesday. Next Monday's topic is released and ready to go. So you may want to tune in to that, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, again, both Monday and Tuesday, this coming Monday, this coming Tuesday. So please tune in if you get an opportunity to. And then I want to remind my listeners that I will, every first Saturday of the month at 2 o'clock, I will be on Memphis Radio talking about, and it's a hip-hop radio station, so I'm kind of just intrigued about being able to talk to an audience that needs to hear about transformation and change. So I'll be on there every first Saturday of the month going forward, 2 o'clock, and it's called Memphis Radio. And if you are interested in listening, you know, connect with me, and I'll tell you how to download the app and the number and all of that. So next week I'll be on from 2 to 3 talking about the breakdown of the African-American family. So hope that you will tune in, but I want to say thank you to everyone, and everyone have a great weekend. Thanks again, Brenda and Monica.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Some days life feels perfect, other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing, we can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable, hope can live or die. So speak life. Apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life. Feels perfect.